You're listening to the Aggie Morning Word Podcast, KVLU LP 92.3. I'm Morgan Pratt.
And I'm Brad Robinson.
And we're excited because we have a guest in the studio today. His name's Andreas Wiesman. Andreas, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It's a bright, chilly Monday morning.
It is. It's gorgeous. And Andreas, tell me, who are you with?
Well, I am with the Aviation Technology Department, and this morning I'm here to talk about a great event we have this week. The first armless pilot, Jessica Cox, will be coming to USU on Thursday night at 7 p.m. in the Sunburst Lounge. We're inviting anybody in the public, our community, especially our students here, to talk and to come see an incredible woman.
Wow, that's awesome. So how did you guys get Jessica Cox?
Last year, we went to a Women in Aviation International Convention, and one of our students came up to me and said, "Professor Barron, we have to have her come out to speak at USU." Last year, we had Kent Rominger for our spring speaker, and I was looking for recommendations, suggestions for this year. And so I called her up and talked to her, made arrangements, and with the Center for Women and Gender Studies and the Center for Persons with Disabilities, we are co-sponsoring this event on Thursday night. And it's going to be an incredible event where we're going to be able to listen to somebody who, how should I say this, she scuba dives, she rides horses, she puts contacts in with her toes, and she's a pilot.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I was actually looking at her poster, and I wondered how she got her makeup on. So.
Oh, you got to come see her on Thursday night. She has a great video, but it's just incredible. I mean, she was born without arms, and her mother had tried prosthetics when she was growing up, and it just didn't work. And,
sure.
She never thought that can't was in her vocabulary. She kept telling her mother, "I want to try this and I want to try that." And so when she decided to do something completely unexpected, which was fly an airplane, she had to go through three different instructors, but she was able to finally find someone to work with her. And she was able to fly solo, has to do the pre-flight, has to do everything on her own to become a certified pilot.
Wow.
So that makes me wonder, does she have to do some special things to make it possible to fly a plane? Because I thought you needed all four limbs.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the unique thing. She flies an air coupe, which has no rudder pedals.
Oh.
So she's able to use her right foot on the yoke with the push-to-talk switch with her big toe, and then her left foot crosses like sitting pretzel style. So her left foot reaches over and runs the throttle and all the other instruments. So it's an interesting to see it. You have to see it to believe it. You need to come on Thursday night and watch the video.
That sounds awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in the studio, Andreas. It was good to have you.
Oh, it's good to see you again. You know, Aviation Technology is also going to have a big hangar hop on April 22nd.
Oh, yes.
1940s dance, a big parachute in the hangar. Mm. Last year, we had over 300 people there.
That's
so
awesome.
7 p.m., it's only $10. But a live band, refreshments, we'll do some giveaways, including a raffle for a flight in an airplane. So you've got to come out and see it. We'll have a World War Texan T-6 Texan airplane. And if you want to get a ride in that, come look us up on Aviation Technology. We'll be able to get you hooked up. This is one of those airplanes will take you upside down, loops, rolls. You'll just have the time of your life.
The important question is, can you dress in vintage for that hangar hop?
Absolutely.
Oh,
victory curls on your hair. Absolutely.
That's the best.
So a lot of folks are really dressing up for that event, but it's a great time to be an Aggie, and hopefully it'll warm up enough so we'll be able to enjoy the weather some more and fly.
Well, that's awesome. I understand the Aviation Technology Program, they're hosting a several week-long program for girls, is that right?
That's correct. The Cash Makers with Kevin Reeve sponsored a program for middle school girls, and for the last 5 weeks, this week will be week number 6, they've been coming out to campus. We've been talking about aviation for these 12 to 15-year-old girls. We went over how airplanes fly, how weather affects. They got to fly in a simulator, and then next month, they'll be able to go actually fly in an airplane. But we're showing them a little bit of what it's like to be a pilot, and it's not just all fun. They have to actually do some math, calculate weight and balance, and how much fuel it takes to get somewhere. They went to our maintenance lab where they got to drill and rivet and very hands-on activity in our maintenance lab to showcase that program as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, good. Is there anything else you want to talk about the Aviation Tech program?
Absolutely. One of the things that we started this spring was a new drone program, Unmanned Aerial Systems.
What are you doing with that?
Well, I better watch out.
Well, we're actually showing how to become a commercial certified drone pilot. And I know on the radio you can't see this, but I'm holding up my, new UAS pilot certificate that I got in the mail.
It's green and blue.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it has letters and words on it.
Well, the thing is, there are probably hundreds of folks here in Aggieland who fly drones but don't know the exact rules. And the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, released the rules last August.
Right, right.
And now this class will help you not only learn how to fly it, but become officially certified as a commercial drone operator. And we have 42 students this spring. We were hoping for maybe 10 or 20.
Wow.
So it's a very big class. But every one of these students, they're starting the test this week. Uh-huh. They have to take, again, the same type of weather and mm-hmm. how to read a chart and where you can fly in national airspace, mm-hmm. how to be able to know where you can fly. For example, some of the rules, line of sight, no higher than 400 feet. You can't fly over people in crowds like sporting events. And so with all this training, they'll be able to get hired. Now, we got landscape architecture students, natural resources. Hmm. Only seven of those students are in aviation technology. But
wow.
This fall,
that's
if you look
awesome.
Up AV5910, uh-huh. you'll be able to take that class. We'll be offering it again as part of a new program for drones, unmanned aerial systems
wow.
here
that
at Utah
is
State.
So cool.
I had no idea.
So
I knew that
cool.
people were talking about regulating drones, but I didn't know what had happened to all of that all of those discussions. So it's good to know.
Have
that
you flown a drone or just
no,
seen them flying around?
No, I haven't yet.
The thing is, so many people just go down to Best Buy and they buy these, but
yeah.
they don't know the rules.
Right.
And the technology is out there. We, you know, just a little GoPro or some fancy camera. And there's a lot of capabilities. One of the biggest challenges is knowing where to fly it, how to fly it, to not get in trouble. But the technology is out there, and so there's probably 7 million drones in the United States right now.
Wow.
I mean, they're everywhere. You can't hardly walk down the quad without watching one some days, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But hopefully we'll be able to train people, to educate them. If you can imagine, for example, landscape architecture, instead of looking at satellite imagery, mm-hmm. which is very far and maybe not quite as clear,
sure.
they can fly a drone over the field and see the exact lay of the topography for their projects.
That's awesome.
Watershed, looking at livestock. I mean, there's a lot of new technologies emerging with drones, so it's a great opportunity to expand your abilities, no matter what your major is, with this drone program.
That's awesome. You know, the interesting thing, I think they just passed a law in the Utah legislative session saying that you can't harass livestock with a drone.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I did read about that.
Well, they actually done some research about how low can you go before you disturb the animals,
right,
you know? But
right.
It's someone else's property.
Sure,
and so, I
sure.
mean, it makes sense. For example, a law was passed last year that you can't fly over fires with a drone.
I remember that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. that was a scary thing because when the drones are flying, the planes can't.
Yeah.
And there were several homes that got
That's
damaged
true.
Because the planes had to go land until they found the drone operators. They were
yeah.
just trying to get some cool video of a fire from the air,
I know.
Not realizing
yeah.
the danger they're putting those pilots and planes in.
Yeah.
So we need to have this education for the public out there. So we're going to be doing some campaigns in the next fall as well to let people know where you can fly and where you can't.
That's
but,
awesome.
Did you see the Super Bowl with all those drones overhead?
No, uh-uh.
That was actually recorded previously because, as I said, you can't fly over people.
Right,
it was
right.
an empty stadium when those 300 drones.
But they got
drones,
the shots
yeah.
still.
But still, it
yeah.
was amazing when you look at the technology.
Yeah.
But it'll be a lot
I
of fun. I mean,
shots.
You think about realtors. They want to take pictures of their houses and
That's
their property.
True. That's
I mean, there's
true.
A lot of technologies out there that are going to be working with drones, infrared cameras, you know, being able to see thermal. This way, if you have some missing sheep, you can fly up the canyon and with a thermal camera, find him much easier
that's
than you would
genius.
On horseback.
That is
oh,
genius.
Yeah. And that's definitely an important thing. Yeah.
Well, good.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, future technologies, and drones is a good way to get in aviation a little bit cheaper than it is to become a pilot.
Right.
And still be
sure.
able to get some good
sure.
good shots. But if you do want to come take a flight, we're always open at the airport when the weather's good to come get a Discovery flight.
That's awesome.
And when you hop in an airplane, you can put two people in the back as long as the weight and balance is good. So
yeah.
it's a good opportunity to come look at what aviation is. I don't want to be the best kept secret at Utah State anymore.
Andreas, you're so funny.
Well, we've been here since 1939. Not me personally, but the aviation program has been here. And a lot of people, you know, aren't aware
don't
of
know.
What we have.
Yeah. But as I understand, class sizes are up.
Oh, absolutely. Class sizes are up. We've got additional registrations for this fall. It's a good problem to have. We had mm-hmm. buy a couple new airplanes last year.
Yeah.
Hire some more flight instructors.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to be in aviation. Right now, it's 100% job placement in aviation. Virtually every one of our graduates finds a job. Not here in Logan. They got to move.
Sure.
But one of our recent graduates, Desi, went down to Moab. She's flying with Redtail Aviation. She's flying around southern Utah. One of our graduates in Alaska. We've got them with the airlines, regional. So it's pretty exciting to see these students graduate and find jobs and live their passion.
That's awesome. So I have a question. I've heard this myth that the Logan Airport will start having commercial flights. Is that true? Do you know?
That's an urban legend.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
We've had over the years different airlines come look at it, and they've tried to see. I know Frontier came in at one time and did an evaluation, but without a terminal and the security, there's a lot of improvements that would have to be made. We would love to have some sort of service up here, and Leading Edge Aviation does a great job of supporting all those airplanes
that come in.
But the challenge is that the market just can't quite support it right now.
Yeah.
We're so close to Ogden and Salt Lake that they can't quite see the return on investment. And I know that there's others that have looked into it, and a lot of people would love it, believe me, especially if you could get a direct flight to Denver or somewhere else, not just connecting to Salt Lake, obviously. But the challenge is that you have to look at the economics of it. They extended the runway to over 9,000 feet so that they could accommodate those regional airlines.
Sure.
Last year, both Envoy and SkyWest brought an airplane out.
Oh, that's awesome.
One of their brand new airplanes. It was a fantastic event. You may have seen pictures online, but the challenge is to be able to do that on a regular basis. You got to be able to fill the airplane.
Yeah.
You just can't quite do that. Good question, though.
I wish I had a better answer.
Well, a lot of people wonder, with aviation, you think it's so simple, but there's so many other factors that go into it besides just having enough people to fly it.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe someday. I mean, the construction's going. A lot of new students. There's housing everywhere, so you never know.
That's true. Well, Andreas, is there anything else going on at the aviation program, with the aviation program?
Actually, one of the other things is our maintenance team last year took first place at the collegiate level.
Oh, yeah.
And Alaska Airlines came out with a maintenance team and to give them a $500 check to help them go to the competition this year.
That's awesome.
So we're on the national map. Some of the competition, they're doing little events on the ground like handling hydraulic leaks and electrical systems. And so we're competing against teams, not just from other universities, but from industry.
Yeah.
And Alaska Airlines took second place to the Utah State team, I believe, in this event. And so they were very impressed with our students. So if you can imagine, these are professionals that have been doing this for 10 or 20 years, and to see a college team. So it really gave them a desire to come see what we're doing here. So our maintenance program is running strong. And it's kind of an interesting combination. You could come here to be a full-up airframe and power plant mechanic. You could become a private pilot, not just in fixed wing, but rotary wing. Our helicopter program is also growing. They had to buy a new helicopter last year. So there's a lot of ways to get involved in aviation. And with the addition of the drone program, you're going to kind of see our program expanding. One of the exciting things for our program this summer is we're going to be going out to Oshkosh. We're bringing an airplane, and we're going to show the national. Last year, I got to fly a DA-40 out there. This year, we're taking a Twin Star and a 14-foot Viking drone. And we want to really let folks know on the national level that Utah State is here with Aggie Air, with our engineering program, with our aviation technology, and to give us more outreach, if you will, and let people know. So, plus, it's a great time. There's 10,000 airplanes that people are camping underneath.
Wow.
It's the world's largest air show.
Anybody can go.
And they have a collegiate program for a student where you can come out there and volunteer a couple hours a day. They'll give you a meal and a free entrance into the air show.
Sure, yeah.
And you get to meet some of the greatest. This year, they're doing an Apollo reunion. Mm-hmm. So they'll have astronauts from Buzz Aldrin all the way down to Apollo 17.
That's awesome.
Every summer, something new.
Well, I have a question. I understand the parachute team did really well. They competed on the national level. Is that right?
That's my boys on the Air Force parachute team.
Oh.
Okay. Close.
In addition to being an Aggie, my twins are at the Air Force Academy. and they, that's correct. I remember talking to you about that. So my boys, the twins, are on the Air Force parachute team, and they won the national parachute competition. And one of my sons, who's visiting this week, got four dead centers, which means every time he landed, jumped out almost a mile above the ground, and he came down and landed on a disc that's 10 centimeters.
No.
Oh my goodness.
And he hit it.
How do you even see that?
four times in a row, and nobody else had done that. You can't beat that record.
No,
how much do you beat zero?
No,
you could only tie his record.
They're going to have to make the disc smaller if they keep this up.
Think about it. That's pretty small when you jump out from that high. Now, actually, I've had a couple of students ask me if we could do parachuting, and since you brought that up, we don't quite have the capability to do that, but this year we had five students that got together that are looking at an aerobatic flight team to compete. And
wow.
So Barry Hancock from Pilot Makers down in Heber brought up a super decathlon, and our first three students got trained on the 17th of March, and they started the program to be able to train, and they're doing loops and aileron rolls and hammerheads and these different type of aerobatic maneuvers. And then if everything goes well, they'll be competing this spring. So it's not officially a club, if you will. It's more of just an activity that Utah State students are participating in with our flight team. But if things go well, it may be a club in the future.
Wow. So let's talk. The cost of the Aviation Tech program is really expensive.
We're the most expensive program at Utah State. Not by much, but we are.
Self-aware. You guys are self-aware.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a challenge with the technology out there. So it's an extra $50,000 to $55,000 just in flight fees. That includes your check rides, your cross-country. So a lot of our students are looking for scholarships. I can't go anywhere in town without seeing a student at a store or restaurant. You know, they really work hard to be able to get that done.
Totally.
It is very expensive. But when you look at the return, mm-hmm. once they get hired as a pilot, right now some of the airlines are offering, you know, $20,000 bonus with $10,000 or so being tuition reimbursement, which makes it tax-free.
Yeah.
So there's some opportunities. This Wednesday, we're doing our first scholarship dinner. And so we're inviting people to come out. And if you go to USU Dinner at Eventbrite.com, you'll be able to register for the event. This is just going to be a smaller event. The silent auction will be there. One of the items is a flight in the T-6 Texan. So you can bid on that. But it's a chance to raise some money for scholarships for our students. We're really trying to help them get to their dreams. It's a big challenge sometimes when you look at how expensive the program is. But for the 280 students in our program right now, plus the 42 drone, they know they want to live the dream. I remember when I was 7, all I ever wanted to do was fly airplanes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I lived the dream. I got to fly for 27 years in the Air Force. And even now I look back and can't believe it. So I help make dreams come true.
Yeah.
I see the passion in the students' eyes, and I see opportunities to let them know that they can achieve their dream. Anybody can take a flight course. If you're a business major, if you're an engineering major, guess what? You still can come take a private pilot course. And that runs about $12,000, depends on the price of fuel. But, come down and talk to us, and we'll be able to see. We have a summer program, 9 weeks, zero time to private pilot. It starts the third week of June on that Monday, and you're able to come down and get your college credit, but do ground school, flight, cover everything, and you can finish the summer as a private pilot.
Wow.
That sounds that's really cool.
That is really cool. Well, and I think
I was just saying, you know what it's like to see Utah State from the air? It's a beautiful sight.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. I went up with Andreas Wiesman for a bit, and it's beautiful. And the mountains are really pretty. You get to see Green Canyon and
Of year, I know with the snow finally leaving and the cloud and the fog, we're hoping after the rain this week it'll get better. But it's a beautiful time to come out and see the world from a different point of view. And that was my office for all those years.
That's awesome.
Day.
That's so cool. Well, we're actually going to go to break. And coming up after this, we're going to talk about some quirky country music titles of songs.
Oh, really? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Okay. And we're also going to talk about some politics news. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for listening to KVLU LP 92.3. I'm Morgan Pratt.
And I'm Brad Robinson.
And thanks again to Andreas for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate having me on.